بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Partnerships and the blessings of partnerships. Sayyiduna Sa'ib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "You, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to be my partner in business during the days of ignorance, that is prior to Islam, and you were a good partner, as you never argued with me or gave me an opportunity to doubt you." Sayyiduna Suhaib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is barakah in three things. One of them mentioned is muqarada. The muhaddithin say that muqarada refers to a type of partnership transaction which is also called mudaraba. The other two things mentioned in the hadith are to sell goods on credit to those that deserve and to mix wheat and barley for domestic use, not for selling purposes. Picking up dropped items. Sayyiduna Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by a date that was lying on the road, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remarked, "If I did not fear that this date was given as sadaqah, I would have surely eaten it." Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Sometimes I return to my home and find a date lying on my bed. I lift it towards my mouth, but drop it for fear of it being part of something given as sadaqah." Note, consuming sadaqah was haram for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hafidh ibn Hajar rahimahumullah writes that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's refraining from consuming the date was based on a doubt, and not because he felt it was below his dignity to pick up something lying on the road and eating it. Allamaini rahimahumullah writes that it will be permissible if somebody coincidentally passes by something of such little value and eats it so that it does not go to waste. It is not necessary to announce the item or search for the owner, as the owner himself may not be bothered with such an insignificant loss. It is narrated that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu once picked up a pomegranate pip and ate it. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu also picked up a fallen date and began consuming it. He had not yet eaten half of the date when he saw a beggar and he gave the rest to him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.